Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Monday we'll do the last of our solar eclipse programs, sort of taking over the shows as we get closer and closer to it. But the more we do, the more questions come up. And by the way, you only get two retinas, so we do need to be careful about this. And then afterwards, I want to talk about reality competition game shows. And just to be clear on one other thing we'll do after the news at 2:30. The president has just tweeted something rather remarkable, and I want to make sure I understand what he's talking about before we get into that. So give us a few minutes to sort of investigate what he's saying, and then we'll talk about that after 2:30. It's 2:26 right now. Dr. Jose Francisco Salgado is an astronomer for years at the Adler Planetarium. He's with a group called KV265. They make films where they match original music to spectacular scientific imagery. It's a great way to bring science and music together and get people enthusiastic about both. What a good idea. Now we're asking him questions around a more mundane level about the eclipse and what does it mean and how do you watch it and can you photograph it? By the way, doctor, a couple of people said, hey, if I hold my phone, my smartphone up to the sun and take a picture of it or a video of it, that will burn out the, I don't know, guts of my phone. Do you think that's true or you think it's safe to hold your phone up and take a picture of the sun during the eclipse?
It all depends up. It all depends on, you know, different smartphones have different lenses. Some actually have a little bit of like a telephoto. So the image will be definitely enlarged on the sensor, right? And that poses more of a threat to the electronics. But if you were to take just a snapshot, I mean, think about it. When you might be on vacation and you take a photo and the sun completely uneclipsed,
yeah, right,
is in the field of view, you don't cause damage to the equipment. Now, if you were to take, you know, continuously photographs or video, you might. It all depends on, you know, I would say that it depends on the particular, you know, the particular model. Like I said, if you want to be safer, then what you can do is take photos with the eclipse glasses at arm's length, just covering the sun, and then I think you get the best of both worlds because you get to capture that everything else will look like it's kind of like in a twilight. It definitely will not look as bright as, you know, as before the eclipse, but then you will block the solar disk. They also sell zoom lenses that you adapt right to your smartphone. In that case, absolutely, you can just remove a filter from one of those glasses and then adhere it to the front of the zoom lens.
What if I was looking at it on a mirror? Like, say, okay, the sunlight from the eclipse is going to bounce off a mirror, and then I'm going to look at the mirror. Now I'm not looking directly at the sun. If I don't have those, and I don't have fancy glasses, what would you say to people that want to do that?
Well, I mean, the mirror is highly reflective. So, I mean, that would be the same thing as, I mean, not necessarily the same, but analogous to using a telescope.
Which,
because a telescope, what has inside is, has a, you know, many of the reflective telescopes, they have mirrors. Of course, they're magnifying as well. A flat mirror is not necessarily
so yes or no. Should I, yes or no?
But yeah, I would advise against it. You know what is safer? To actually project the image of the sun using like a pinhole camera. And if they Google that, how to make a solar projection, is fairly easy to do. And that way you'll see the disk of the sun being eclipsed and you see the progress of it and you're seeing it safely because it's just being projected.
James,
you know what? It's also interesting that people should you know, it will make a nice, you know, nice photograph, not only to view it directly, but also to photograph it. If you find something like, you know, like a tree, the space between the leaves will work as pinhole cameras. And then what you get on the ground is hundreds of solar projections. So you'll see like the crescent, you know, the crescent sun in this case, projected many, many times on the ground. That is very interesting to see.
Will we have that view in Chicago? Will we have that view here in Chicago?
We will.
We will.
Actually, you know, everywhere, because that's basically seen during the partial phase of the eclipse. So people in the totality will see a partial eclipse as well as a total. And then everybody who is outside the path of totality will see a partial eclipse. So during all the progress, they'll be able to see that projected on the ground.
Okay.
And you know what also, what I've seen that people are, they seem to be becoming very, very popular. You get like a cheese grater.
Yeah.
You know, because it has all
the... Oh, cool. Right.
Yeah, so people are doing that. They're getting their cheese... They're getting not only their cameras ready, but their cheese graters. And that way, you know, you can project many solar images on the ground or a piece of, you know, paper.
One of our listeners, James, is working... We got to wrap this up, but if you're working outside that day... here in the Chicago area. Don't look at the sun, but should you take any other special precautions, or will you be all right if you're outside working as a mailman or construction worker
I see. Right. No, that is a good question, because a lot of people are concerned about just not going outside. No. The danger is when you look at the sun directly.
Okay.
And that's only when you need the glasses. You need to wear the glasses, not just to be walking around, because they're really dark and you're not going to see a thing, and that's actually more dangerous. It's when you are looking at the sun directly.
Okay, but I don't have the glasses. I'm working outside on Monday at 1:20 in the afternoon. As long as I don't look at the sun, I'll be okay, right?
You'll be okay. And if you want to see it indirectly, then find a way to project the image, and then you'll get to see it directly with no glasses.
I think I'm going to do the cheese grater thing. That sounds like fun. Dr. Jose, it's nice to meet you. The next time you bring your music and science film to the Chicago area, let us know. We'll talk about that too, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, you betcha. And his project, by the way, is called, let me make sure I get this right for you here. It's KV265.